how to hire folks that are in active recovery or that have been recently incarcerated and what that looks like, because that's a whole different ball game than you or I putting a resume in for a job. From that, years ago, when we first started working with our Fair Chance Academy, who knew that folks that come out of prison don't have a photo ID? They don't have a photo ID. And there was nobody telling them how to get a photo ID. They just say, okay, you're out, you're free to go, now go get a job, rent an apartment, get a car, but there's no picture that proves who you are. So that's stuff like that the Kentucky Chambers worked on, expungement, non-sexual, non-violent crimes being expunged from your records. You don't have to check that box anymore when you're applying for a job and you have better opportunities to get employed. And then, of course, there was an active recovery, what that looks like, the battles that they fight, how employers need to understand what it means to go to support meetings and what those employees need when it's working through active recovery.